San Diego has emerged as one of the focal points of the probe into the September 11th attacks. Three of the suicide hijackers used the city as their base. On Thursday, a student at a San Diego college became the first person to be indicted by a New York grand jury investigating the attacks. He's one of at least four men from San Diego arrested as material witnesses. FBI agents have questioned hundreds of people in the local Muslim community. One San Diego man in particular, an elderly Muslim from India, has come under scrutiny for renting a room to two of the hijackers and to two other Middle Eastern men. From member station KPBS, Amitha Sharma reports.
He's a member of a civilian board that reviews police practices. He founded a San Diego area Islamic center, and the former college instructor was instrumental in putting a copy of the Quran in local public school libraries. Abdusattar Sheikh spent most of the last 30 years participating in civic groups and trying to educate people about Islam. Sheikh had always wanted to learn Arabic, the language of the Quran, so when he heard of two young Saudi Arabian men at his local mosque who needed a place to stay, he rented a room to them. A year later, his tenants, Nawaf al-Hazmi and Khalid al-Midhar, are suspected of helping to hijack the plane that crashed into the Pentagon in September. Sheikh says even in hindsight, there was little to suggest that the men were plotting mass murder.
Very quiet people. Not too many friends. Always talking good things, ethics and morals. And never give me an impression that they were crooks or they were bad people, you know, always giving a good impression.
Al-Hazmi and Al-Midhar both slept on the floor of a bedroom on the second story of Sheikh's home. They also ate on the floor. Sheikh says the men treated him like a father, sometimes bringing him tea and cookies.
First thing they would do in the morning at 5 o'clock, they would knock my door and we pray together. And then after prayer, I go back to sleep. And Nawab will go on computer and listen to the chats, you know, on the computer.
Nawaf al-Hazmi liked to play soccer and basketball. At times, he went to a nearby school to shoot hoops. Sheikh says al-Hazmi moved out in December 2000, ostensibly to go to flight school in Arizona.
Last day when he left, he said, I want to be a pilot so I can get a job in Saudi Arabia.
The FBI has spent a total of 15 hours questioning Sheikh, but maintains that he is not a suspect. Still, Sheikh says his trust in other people has been crushed. He sits holed up in his home, darkened by blinds and curtains, drawn to shield him from the television cameras. When he ventured out to the local senior center recently, onlookers called the FBI to report his whereabouts.
I cannot go freely for a walk like I used to do that, you know, without thinking that they will point fingers at me, look at him. He harbored the terrorist. And I did not harbor the terrorist because they were not terrorists, but I gave them room. People should be careful what they talk, you know. I'm a human being when I get hurt too, you know.
When Sheikh first arrived in San Diego in 1970, he says the Muslim community was small, about 500 people. Today, San Diego has more than 100,000 Muslims, and according to investigators, the city may be a possible base for terrorist cells. Of the four local men arrested in the early days of the investigation as material witnesses, one has been released. One other, Osama Awadullah, was indicted Thursday by a federal grand jury in New York on two counts of perjury for allegedly lying about knowing one of the San Diego-based hijackers. The indictment revealed that videotapes of Muslim martyrs and pictures of Osama bin Laden were found in his car and apartment. Attorney Randy Hamoud represents Awadullah, as well as one of the other men in custody. He says possessing tapes and pictures is not a crime. Local Muslims are anxious, he says, because they believe that FBI agents are assuming that anyone who knew the hijackers is guilty.
It's had a chilling effect upon the FBI's ability to gather actually pertinent information that might help the investigation. We're all afraid now that somebody will say something and they'll end up in New York in federal prison.
As for Sheikh, he is trying to regain some normalcy in his life. He is attending services at the mosque regularly, and he hopes people will begin to understand that he was duped by his tenants. He says he's heartened by the many calls he's received from friends and strangers who have told him, "Hang in there, we are with you." For NPR News, I'm Amitha Sharma in San Diego.